We hear Jesus in the gospel talking about how he wants to set the earth on fire and how he wishes it was already blazing. This sentence really gets me thinking about fire, about how fire is so powerful, so intense. Of course, we know that fire, we're taught from an early age not to play with fire. That fire can get you burned if you're too close to it. That it can cause damage, that it can ruin lives, it can burn down buildings, destroy acres of wilderness. But yet there are good things about fire as well. There is positive qualities about fire. It gives warmth. It gives light. You know, having fire helps make life possible in many circumstances. It is fire that is able to be used as signals. It's been used as signals for so many centuries. This fire that is able to, again, provide heat in times of need, very cold days. I've often noticed how in camping or just around a campfire or in the bonfire in the backyard, that fire is often very calming. You know, people can just sort of end up sort of staring at it and just kind of calm down. Though fire is able to destroy so much, it is also able to give life in a certain sense. I remember learning in school how there are certain types of seeds, plant seeds, that will not germinate unless they are exposed to intense heat, like from a fire. And so a forest fire needs to happen, and it needs to expose those seeds to that heat before it'll actually germinate. So we actually see how God had it planned from the beginning that a fire, though it destroys much, it clears away the underbrush, clears away all dead trees, all dead plants, all this stuff kind of cluttering up the forest floor, and makes way for new life. Gets the seeds ready to be able to be planted and to start new plants, a new forest all over again. So there's destruction at first, but then comes this new life. And so how appropriate it is that Jesus is using this symbol of fire. I was reading something by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. He was talking about how when Jesus talks about how he wants to set the earth on fire, he is talking about his passion, his love for all of us. And just like fire, his love is intense. It cannot be contained. It needs to spread. That's the interesting thing about another interesting thing about fire is that it looks like it's alive because it consumes what it burns. It spreads. It grows. It reacts to different things, like if there's a breeze or a wind. Yet we know from science that it is just the release of energy, that burning of energy, a chemical reaction. But there's still that intensity about fire. And so there's also the intensity about God's love, Jesus' love. How he wants that love of his to spread, to come to all the people. when we hear in the first reading about the prophet Jeremiah, his job as a prophet is to speak the word of God to people. And though he is speaking about God's love, the people don't see it that way. He's talking about how God is not happy with the people of Israel. They have not followed his law. And so just as a parent gets frustrated with their children when they do not follow the rules, when they do not listen, has to get angry with them to get them to, you know, now it's time to behave. So also God gets angry, gets frustrated with his people. And so the prophet Jeremiah has to tell the hard message to the people of Jerusalem. And they don't like it. It's still God's love. He's doing it out of love. But all they hear is the prophet Jeremiah saying how God is angry with you. God is going to punish you. God is going to do this. And so people, again, the people don't like it. And so they respond negatively. And we hear today about how they throw Jeremiah into a cistern. And this cistern filled with mud, he gets stuck in the mud. And he's going to be left there to die. But finally they take pity on him and take him back out. But he is, again, it's all based on these people's bad reaction to God's true message. Jeremiah was just telling, it's kind of the old adage, don't shoot the messenger. Jeremiah is just sending the message. He's just the deliverer. But people get angry with him. Fire burns. We get too close if we're not ready for that intense love of God. There's going to be a reaction to us, for us as well. When we get to the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, it talks about how Jesus also comes with a message. God tried sending the prophets. People didn't listen to the prophets. So he sends his son to tell the message. People didn't respond well to that message either. They crucified him. Again, it's a message of love. But the people don't get it. They don't understand. The same is true for all of us. God is still sending out that message. If we're not ready for it, if we're not open to God's love, we might as well respond negatively. We might say, no, I don't want to hear that. No, God, you got it wrong. It needs to be this way. We try to tell God what to do, or we try to make other people who are telling us what God is saying, make them feel like, you know, they're not listening, or they're not good people. We get angry with others. People get angry with us for trying to send the message to them. That is why Jesus warns about how there will be division. It's not that Jesus wants division. It's not that that's his goal. It's that people are going to react bad to that intense love, that intense message of Jesus. And so there will be division. 3 against 2 and 2 against 3, father against son, mother against daughter, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. All these divisions. But when we are open to God's love, when we listen, when we allow ourselves to be caught up in the flame of God's love, then we will understand his message. Then we can share it with others. Then we will enter into that eternal love, that eternal life of God.